Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, I should tell you guys, so I've been drinking since like 4 o'clock.
And I haven't been drinking at all. I'm drinking water because I'm going the fuck to sleep when we get off of here.
Nice. Yeah, I'm very far from being asleep. But just this, girl, I'm going to have a lifestyle change again when I get back, because it's just the sitting around and the eating of food. People are constantly passing plates.
Well, yeah, you know, that's how I got here. I was on a fantastic trajectory. And then, you know, loss. And then, like, well, I'm just going to eat. I've decided that that's what it is. And unfortunately, the eating has caught up.
Wumi. Bitch, I remember the specific evening I was at your house. And the chicken was there, and I said, "Now listen, you're doing real good. What are you about to do? Are you about to really have Jack Daniels and fried chicken tonight?" And that was like, yeah, that was it. That was like the excuse I needed. And we still trying to get back right. Still trying to get back right.
Yeah, I think, you know what? We were doing so well and our bodies were looking so fucking good that we were just like, I mean, we could take a break. And our bodies were like, "No, bitch, you are over 40. Ain't no break.
Ain't no break. What are you talking Ain't about? No your whole life has been a break. What are you talking about?
Your whole life.
What are you fucking talking about? I bet you still don't have discipline. Like, what's going on?
You are not far enough away from this to take a break.
Yeah, exactly. So I said today, I said, y'all, I'm not eating anymore. I'm just done. I'm done. I've done good. But the thing is, like, their carryout or whatever, it's called a Coney Island. Everything is a Coney Island. Everybody's restaurant, like where you have like Joe's carryout and all that, it's Joe's Coney Island. Okay. And I'm still trying to wrap my mind around it conceptually, but everywhere you go is a place where you get basically carnival food is what it seems like to me.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Like the corn dogs and all of that. But everything is like the corn, not corn dogs, but like the hot dogs with all the stuff on it. And everybody's got a Greek salad and fried shrimp. It's just, I can't do this anymore. And but the people that have been bringing actual real food here, that food has been delicious, which doesn't help.
Okay, because it's not like healthy.
It is, but it's stuff that I don't really need to eat. Like, I try not to eat carbs, but it's a lot of really good rices with meats and stuff.
Yeah.
So might as well not be healthy, bitch. But yeah, just, you know, quick recap for anyone since we are already recording. I'm in Detroit because my husband's father passed away the other day. And so we're here for about a week or so to, you know, process that whole thing. And so I'm being fully immersed in Detroit culture. I do love all the Motown and Aretha Franklin, all that shit. The music, the radio is great.
Really? Okay. I never even considered that. The radio would be different there because it's their hometown.
Yeah, and everything. Like today we were driving on Aretha Franklin Memorial Highway. Like it's refreshing to see how super Black everything is.
Okay.
Everything's Black. And even this waterfront community that we're staying in, everybody's Black. Everybody with these boats in their backyard, these are Black people.
I know that's right.
It's great to see.
White people around at all? Have you seen any?
I have not seen any white people, except for on TV, on the news, the local news.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah, they had a riot or something, a brawl in Greektown yesterday. So I saw white people there, but it's been great. It's got to be how you guys feel when you go to Africa. Like everybody's Black.
I was going to say you're going to see that. Yeah. You're going to be, oh my goodness, it's all Black people everywhere.
Hey, bitch, I cannot wait to go to Africa. I cannot wait.
It's happening.
I mean, obviously, we're not going for a happy reason. So let me just retract that. But I am genuinely excited about my first time in Africa.
You don't have to do that.
It felt heavily insistent.
No. Oh, you're fine.
Okay. What did you say? What did you just say? Oh my God. Okay, so like, let's do this podcast. I remember the first thing is Naomi Osaka, right?
Yes.
I'm really impressed with her.
You know what? These children are figuring it out.
Yeah.
These children are like, nope. This doesn't feel good, so I don't want to keep doing it.
They're sick of it. They're really sick of it, and they're not playing the game to be agreeable or to spare our feelings. It's like they really are the next generation, and like all the wokeness and therapy that we got access to, they seem to be that shit in action.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. I love it.
Hey, listen, I understand this is one of your rules. I'm not going to participate, but I will do whatever. Since this is one of your rules, I will pay the fines, since that's what y'all said hasn't happened. I'll pay the fines, but I'm not doing that shit because those people are, you know, y'all don't care about what they say to us. They say any fucking thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make me feel good, so I'm not going to do it. So I'll just pay the fine so that I don't have to do it. And them bastards said, no. You can't just pay the fine. You have to do it. If you participate, you have to do it. All right. Well, I just don't participate.
I just won't participate.
And now these motherfuckers really don't know what to do. Oh.
So now what do we do?
What do we do?
Y'all, we're never going to forget Brie from America's Next Top Model, bitch.
Not ever. Not ever.
Did she throw the rain bars in the trash or did she eat that shit? I can't remember. She
poured them down the sink.
Oh, wait. What was it? What was the drink?
Red Bulls, I think.
That's what it was. It was a Nutri-Grain. The girl did her Nutri-Grain, right?
Her snacks.
Yeah.
And so she was like, all right, my snacks are gone. Your drink's about to be gone.
Bitch, Nicole was so upset.
Okay, I mean, it happened. So now what? What are you going to do next? Because I did what I did. I'm not sorry. So what are you going to do?
Is Brie from New York?
Of course she is.
Yeah, that was very New York.
Yes, and I love it. Well, we love it, obviously. But
yeah,
I love it. That calm, crazy. It's ridiculous. But yeah, no, Naomi was like, all right, now I'm not in it. So now what?
Mm-hmm.
Because all y'all had to do was say, all right, you know what? Your mental health is important. We're not going to make you do this. Or maybe we will take note of what these people are saying and make them speak to you with respect and dignity.
Nope.
After the games.
Not even on Mental Health Month.
The nerve.
Yep.
Good for
her. So I'm proud of her. Yeah. Shout out to her, man. I'm sick of all this shit. What are they talking about with bonnets? Like, what is happening?
Girl, basically what they're saying is that Black women can't do shit. There's nothing that is fully acceptable that Black women do. You can't wear wigs because, you know, wigs are you showing some type of self-hatred. You can't wear your natural hair because it is unkempt. Unkempt. However the fuck that word is said.
Mm-hmm.
You braids are childish. If you straighten your hair, that's another form of self-hatred. You know, like, you can't, what can we do? So these people are having, did you see the picture of the people, of the girls at the airport? It was like a group of five or six women, Black women at an airport. And they're dressed in like leggings and tank tops, you know, like airport clothes or comfortable clothes. And they all had on bonnets or scarves or something on their head. Some Black man took this picture of them in the airport and posted it, like, you know, I'm so sick of this. I wish I would stop wearing this shit in public. And so this shit has gone viral. Yeah. And so the discussion is, why would you wear this in public? We don't want to see this. Girl, Monique got on the damn internet and made a video. She was wearing a robe and it didn't look like she was wearing a bra. But she got on and said, like, basically, we have to do better when we go out in public. And we need to look the part, because we can't be surprised when people don't treat us well when we appear like that in public.
Look what part?
That's a great question. Because what has what you wear stopped anyone from doing anything?
No, the only time that I have really heard, like, okay, so I'm not a bonnet and scarf in public person, because at Bennett College, they were very serious about that. That's something that was drilled into your head, right? And of course, it's steeped in respectability politics. I remember many, many years ago, that episode of Friend Zone where Fran acknowledged that somebody corrected her about her stance on respectability politics because they were just doing what they had to do to stay alive as Black people back then. Things are different now, and we know that it doesn't matter what you have going on, you can still be killed, right? I feel like maybe we should all just mind our fucking business. Yeah. Maybe not weigh in on what everybody's doing all the time. Because every culture has people who may do things that are perceived as trifling or whatever. Everybody does it. Why do we always have to have these very public debates about everything that we do?
About everything that we do when people are just minding their fucking business.
Yes,
they were just trying to get to wherever the fuck they were going.
When we came back from the loom, there were some girls that I definitely called the bonnet twins. They definitely had on pajamas and bonnets, and they acted fucking crazy when the luggage belt broke on the way back from our layover in Florida. Yes, I had jokes, and I said, this is what I get for riding Spirit. This is who I ride with, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't get on the internet with it.
You didn't take a picture? You didn't take picture or video of them?
No, I knew them niggas was cousins, and I knew how to deal with them and not to stare too long, because I don't want to fight on the plane.
We don't want problems.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I don't know. We like to do this kind of thing and have internet debates and all that kind of stuff. I don't know, Black people. I feel like we got bigger fish to fry, but that might just be me.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm definitely a, I will wear a scarf. I've never had a bonnet. I don't think. And it doesn't matter, but scarf, bonnet, they all kind of go together. Mm-hmm. The shit that keeps my hair together at night, I will wear if it's a quick errand. I'm not undoing my hair for this shit. I'm not doing it. And if you have something to say, really, you could kiss my ass. Because are you my hair? You're not.
And again, Black,
We have bigger fish to fry. Where the fuck is Beyonce's album? Let's all focus on that.
What is she doing?
Is she doing?
You just going to fucking basketball games with your husband?
Why are you going to this basketball game with him? Where is our album?
Your hair is not braids, Beyonce. What have you been doing?
What have you been doing, Beyonce? Why did she stop when I got money? Why'd she stop?
Hilarious.
I want to go. I want to go to concerts.
Just keep your, but okay, also, what the fuck concert are we going to? I'm not going back to sit with all them hundred thousands of motherfucking people breathing their dirty air. I'm not doing it. I'm not sitting in the concert mask on. I cannot fully, you, everyone needs to see how much I'm enjoying this fucking song. How are we, what am I supposed to do?
Okay, well, maybe she should just give us an album and we could just have our own concert.
I think that's fair.
Just give us a fucking album. Beyonce, please stop. Like, what is going on? That's where my concern is, Black people. And I think we all need to shift focus there and to whatever's going on in politics.
That's somebody's business. We need to, that's my business like that. But also don't like harass her about it because it doesn't work. You see, it don't work for Rihanna. Rihanna doesn't give a fuck about y'all and this music request. She doesn't.
Y'all harassed Rihanna and she gave y'all butter.
And a coffee table full of pictures. She gave you a fucking photo album, bitch. Except should have been specific about what album you wanted.
Bitch. So okay, so I'm going in order of the rundown. Did we say everything we needed to say about Mariah and Jay-Z? Because I just really want to know, like, what was that conversation, bitch?
I think you were right. I think you're right that it's rich people problems.
Yeah. What were they yelling at each other? Like, what was that conversation? What else is
It's gonna come out eventually.
Bitch, do you know last night we watched, this is not positive, but I have to say this. We watched the Alicia Keys Live in LA concert.
Why would you do that?
It was just on TV in the background here.
Nope.
And when it first started and I heard the voice, I looked around the room. Cause you know, you gotta read the room. You don't know who has what faith. And Yousef was like, oh my God, I love her. That's my girl. Da, da, da. I said, okay, well, I'm going to chill. Because
after he heard her singing?
Well.
Live?
After, as we continued to enjoy our wine, he was like, okay, all right. Well, I knew what it was.
Okay.
I've been gathered before. Because, you know, he can like sing. Bitch, let me tell you something. So he was talking about last night how he went to, for background, y'all, Yousef is my brother-in-law. But he went to, okay, so for American Idol, they have the regular people that come, they stand in the super long lines. Uh-huh. And then they have the super talented people where they put feelers out like, hey, we're coming to your city. Like they go to the vocal coaches and stuff. Like, we're coming to your city. Who do you recommend?
What?
He was on a short list in Santa Fe. And so he's there and he's like in between these two other girls that can like sing. And so he was like, yeah, you know, you get the VIP wristband, you go in the short line and you sing. And he said he sang Stevie Wonder's Superstitious. He casually in the conversation gave a taste of it and it gave me chills, right? And so he was like, yeah, you know, the girls beside me, they both were like singing. But none of us made it because you have to have a story. So the guy that they selected from all of that in Santa Fe was this guy that was like, he was a cowboy that was adopted by a Native American family.
Oh my
and
goodness.
Like had a whole backstory and all of that and played a guitar. And so that made it clear that it's really not even about talent.
It's not.
It's about having the backstory, being in the right place at the right time. So anyway, with his vocal talent and stuff, he was like, yeah, I love her. I think she's beautiful, but she keeps singing in this key that is outside of her natural voice. That concert was so very bad. It was so bad.
There's nothing about that that says, let me watch. Let me find out what's happening.
oh my God, like every song I would kind of check in, like, oh, this is probably a better song for her. And none of the songs work. And then she closed out singing Viva La Vida, Coldplay.
Wow.
I'm kind of drunk. I can't remember what it's called, but you know what song I'm talking about?
That's not your funeral song? Which one
My funeral song is Clocks.
I mean, I don't know why. I ask you this all the time. It doesn't matter. I'm not playing it.
Wumi, if you don't play my fucking
funeral, I'm not playing it.
Wumi, it's 2021 and you never know what can happen. You on record saying you're not going to respect my funeral wishes. You on record?
Yes. I will play this. I will play this fucking snippet, bitch. I'm not playing that shit.
What are you going to play? You going to play Get Me Body?
No. Well, maybe. No. You know what's definitely being played, bitch. Throw Some Fucking D's on it. That's what's being played. Don't tell me you have a fucking funeral song. I don't hear it.
Now is a funeral, bitch. Now is a funeral. Now is it? Now I feel okay. I feel respected. That's good. That's good. Do that. Do that. Both. Do both. Do both. I'll send you, Christina and Alan, an email. Anyway. But yeah, it was so very bad. And I was like, oh my God, Alicia Keys should have just kind of gracefully bowed out many albums ago and then just kind of kept singing those same songs.
Yeah, I'm not really sure. Her voice, there was a shift in her voice. And I feel like after, you know, she got married and had those children, she probably should have just relaxed.
Yeah, I really like her personality. Like, you ever see that video where she won some award and Swizz Beatz like walked in the kitchen to congratulate her? She was doing dishes.
No.
Did you see? So she won some like music award or like accolade. And so she's in there, she's got on like a sweater and she's regular as shit doing dishes. And he's like, oh, babe, how does it feel? Da-da-da-da. She was like, oh man, that's real cool.
She is really new.
It made me love her because she was so chill. Yeah. And I said, you know what? This lady has a great personality. She just has to stop singing at us. Stop it. Stop singing at us. It was not good.
Okay. Well, there's that.
Yes. Handmaid's Tale, are you up on it?
I'm caught up on.
Hey, Wumi, that show is so good.
June is not okay, bitch.
Mm-mm. No.
And I wanted to scream when that couple walked outside and there was a crowd cheering for them.
Oh, the Trump supporters.
I was like, you know what? I don't want to go down this road anymore. I thought we had that Trump shit alone, but nope, we're still here. Okay.
Yeah, those were definitely modern day Trump supporters or, you know, whatever. Because it's like you're cheering for your own demise. It felt like they were holding that up like a mirror.
These writers know what the fuck they are doing.
They really do. They really do. That show is so good. It's so good. But bitch, when June's on her, so when your baby dies, I was like,
bitch.
Oh. Get at the ladies, but June just, you know, her children were ripped from her.
Definitely. Both of them.
So if anybody gets to say that to a pregnant lady, it's June.
Especially since this lady had her whole hand in it.
She sure did. And bitch, I don't know if her and Moira's friendship is gonna survive.
Probably not.
Yeah, I think because Moira has decided to force her coping mechanism on everyone else. And her coping mechanism is let's just be positive because we got out. She is suppressing and bottling up those feelings of anger and resentment. And that's not what's healthy to do. The healthy thing to do is to acknowledge those feelings and process them, like give them just as much space and respect as you give the positive feelings.
Exactly. It doesn't mean act on them.
June.
But the, your feelings are valid.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like Moira is trying to smooth over it. Like she was kind of, she was giving me a rub. So I had to look at myself and say, rubbing you the wrong way. And I think it was rubbing me the wrong way because it goes against my understanding of emotional intelligence, where you have to acknowledge all the feelings in order to really process and heal. It can't just be on some rose-colored glasses and all that shit. Like, it's going to come back up. It's not gone.
It doesn't go away. It doesn't just go away. Yeah.
Yeah, it really doesn't. But I can't wait until Wednesday, bitch. Like, between Handmaid's Tale and Joe Button Podcast. Well, I don't know what's happening with Joe Button Podcast right now, man. We all over the place.
So, go ahead.
I said, I'll leave it at that because nobody cares but me.
When does Rory and Maul's show start?
I don't know, and I'm tired of waiting. But you know what? No, I'll wait because maybe they want it to be right.
And also, who's going to listen?
Many of us. Okay. Many of us. We are just waiting.
Just to see, like, what is this going to be?
Yeah, I mean, I liked them. I liked their perspective.
Okay.
They were all great together. But now we'll get to see what it sounds like when Joe is not talking over them.
When there is a complete crazy person.
Yeah, yeah, when he's not yelling and screaming. I mean, because Maul has got an interesting life. He's well-connected in some areas. He's seen a lot of things. But a lot of times when they would venture into stuff that Joe doesn't want to talk about or that Joe feels uncomfortable with, he would just talk over them and shut them up. And he could because he was in charge.
Okay.
It'd be interesting to see, you know, how that whole thing goes, for sure. I'd love to know, like, what they watch on television, all kinds of shit. It could be interesting. But his current show, sorry, Sarit, I know the background noise, is a leather recliner. But the current show with Joe, I'm just kind of like, I'd like the new guys, but I just don't trust the situation because I'm like, well, when is this going to fall through?
Yeah, because it always falls through because it's Joe.
Yeah, yeah. That's kind of where I am with that. Did either of you watch Surviving Charlamagne?
No.
Why didn't you watch it?
Where can I find it?
Nope. You should have asked me that like a week ago when I shared it with you.
You're right. And that was then, you know, that my life has been a complete, you know, mess. Not mess, but I've been every which way.
Yeah, you're very busy. But Surviving Charlamagne is pretty wild. And
also, where can I find it?
YouTube. I'm sorry. YouTube.
Okay.
And it's by an independent journalist. His name is John Crimes. Mm. And I think DHR. But he basically does these investigative pieces on crimes that go cold or whatever from the victim's perspective. That shit was, it was tough to get through, but I really wanted to get all the information and not just like kind of the watered down press release responses. And that shit was crazy.
Did you know that Charlamagne has hit Kwame Brown with the cease and desist?
Yeah. Yeah, I listened to Kwame Brown's episode the day that he got that. And so he was like, okay, he said, you want to do cease and desist? Okay, I won't call you a rapist no more. I'm going to read your actual paperwork from your case. And so he did that. And he said he copped a plea to the delinquency of a minor with vaginal penetration of a 15-year-old, like all of that. He kept reading that over and over. in his YouTube since he couldn't call him a rapist straight up.
Oh, God.
Yeah, yeah. But this does not, it doesn't look good, but it really does show you the power of the right relationships, because this Surviving Charlamagne shit came out in 2019. And nobody looked at it. Nobody cared.
Wow.
So Kwame Brown is kind of like Hannibal Buress was when he made that casual joke about Bill Cosby being a rapist.
Because the information has been out here.
It's been out there.
Wow.
But yeah, but watching it, it just really isn't a good look. And he plays Charlamagne's podcasts and, you know, his casual discussions of that same incident. He plays it right alongside the girls, the woman that this happened to, her recounting of it. And everything matches up. Like some of the stuff he's saying, he doesn't even realize that it is rape. Like on that episode of Brilliant Idiots, and I'm guilty. I heard that episode. It's when I used to listen to Brilliant Idiots. And he was talking about how one time, you know, he had sex with a girl that was like so out of it. And then Andrew was like, so you raped her? And he's like, nah, I didn't rape her. Like she was just like out. You know, when a girl, if somebody's just like, you know, like totally blacked out, right? But the next day they're like, oh, I'm glad it was you. Yeah. And so he was like, no. Like my cousin and they were trying to fuck her. And I was like, nah, because that would have been rape. And so Andrew was like, so if you fuck her when she's unconscious, that's not rape. It's only rape when your cousins, it's only rape when she blacked out and it's a train. Like Andrew was really playing. Like,
what are you saying?
Yeah. Yeah. And they still let that episode air. And when people started talking about that episode, he had his wife call because he had also had an incident where he was talking about his wife in the same way. And so right. He had her call into Breakfast Club and, you know, do that whole thing. But, and it's so crazy how much this girl, Jessica Reed, looks just like his wife too. That just, it's a weird aside, but they also, the guy in the video, Surviving Charlamagne, played so many excerpts of him talking about basically just being really inappropriate toward women about sex, and especially about sex with young women. Like it was an interview play with Charlie Baltimore when she was like, yeah, you know, my first child's father, I had my daughter when I was 15. And Charlamagne goes like, oh yeah, so you had some sweet pussy. Like he said shit like that. Yeah. And it's not really a good look. He said that on the Breakfast Club. It's not really a good look. So what I saw from watching her and her mom talk about it, it didn't seem like a performance. And it definitely didn't seem like a performance for money or anything to participate in something that's happening now, just because that shit was recorded years ago. But nobody cared back then. You know, but I don't know. I stopped listening to and supporting his stuff a while ago just because I wasn't interested anymore. But this kind of closed the door for me for real.
Oh boy.
We gotta really look at who we have on pedestals and shit, man.
What are we doing out here?
Yeah, we can't excuse it away just because
it's entertaining. They have some entertaining moments.
Yeah, like I just I don't know. Cause I believe that stuff about Joe Biden. Everybody wasn't lying.
It can't be.
Everybody has the same story about you? Everybody? I don't know about that shit, man. Did y'all see Pose yesterday?
I didn't, but my timeline said that it was a fantastic episode.
Okay, I didn't see it. I tried my best to watch it before tonight, but nothing I'm subscribed to allowed me to watch it. Like, I was trying to upgrade my YouTube TV, and I couldn't even see how. It just says, you must be a member to watch this.
No, and... Oh, YouTube TV? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have that.
I don't know why, but it's in my phone. And I couldn't use it for what I needed, so it was pointless. Hulu, of course, shut it down. So I have to wait till I get home on Thursday to see it. But that was a beautiful show. Like, they really did this final season a lot of justice.
Was the season rushed? Did you feel like it was rushed?
A little bit, yes. When Elektra became wealthy, that was way too fast. Do you remember that?
I have to be very honest with you. I haven't seen any of the season.
What?
Okay. Because it's difficult for me to watch. As in, I don't have access right now.
Yeah, I understand, Wumi.
And so I was just like, I'm going to, obviously I love the show, so I'm going to watch. I just have to find the time to really sit, and I'm just going to watch it all together, and it'll be fine.
It will be, and it'll be a good evening. Like, if you start at about 4 o'clock, it's good. I mean, it's been a good, an entertaining season. My favorite was when Billy Porter went back, Pray Tell went back home.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really good one. I really love Poppy as a character.
Everybody loves Poppy.
Mm-hmm.
Angel, this is my understanding from my timeline as the show was happening. Angel was trying it.
No, being real. And the timeline of
the good death for Pray Tell.
What'd you say?
Everyone wanted a good death for Pray Tell.
Did he die?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. What I'm telling you is what I had been seeing on my timeline. Like, I just hope he has a good death. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But you love a death in a TV show anyway.
That's so. Why I was like, did he die? Because I was prepared for them to just not even kill him, because they just really been bullshitting on the deaths on this show.
Okay. All right.
This season anyway. And it's they riding this candy thing. God, candy is back again. Candy. It's the only person that has died that continues to show up on any show.
I'm saying Candy's cute. So, you know, let her get her coins.
You're just saying that because she's dark skinned.
That's not
dead
true.
People, dead characters need to stay dead. We need to mourn them. We need to be sad.
But dream
every episode as some ghost or memory. Not even sad anymore, Candy.
You watch This Is Us.
Yeah, and they do it the right way, though.
Okay.
Bitch, every time that father shows up, bitch, I start losing it. I don't even know what the scene is about to be. And I'm like, oh, God, does he have enough money on his credit card? Oh, no, I hope he doesn't get embarrassed. I lose it. He's such a good dad.
That man was a father, honey. You understand? That man care about my family. My family.
Yeah. He really cared about his family. Did we talk about it on this show about how Kevin and Madison.
Kevin and the white girl. What about her?
How they didn't get married?
I think we did, but there's been an episode. Did you watch the last one? Oh, yeah, that was the last one, right? When they didn't get married, and then we got to see Kate's wedding.
Yeah. I get it. I know what it's like to marry your coworker, Kate. I get it.
Oh, God. All right.
But was there an episode yesterday? Do you know? Wait, no. Today's Monday.
Yeah, and I don't think there was an episode last week. That was the holiday week, and you know, This Is Us loves to be gone.
They love taking breaks. They love taking breaks, bitch. Oh my God, we didn't do an entrepreneur corner, bitch.
We did.
What's up with your life? Tell us about your
I have been very busy. I have been very, very busy beating because I was preparing for the Good Thick Inaugural Fitness Expo, which happened this and that shit was fucking everything the whole time, but I was like, I wish Danita was here. So I'm looking across at your table like, but where's Danita? I wish my friend was here.
Yeah.
No, but that expo was really, really great. From what I could tell, because you people had me very busy at my table. Y'all had me very busy. I was very busy. I could not even change my clothes because, you know, I wanted to put on some damn shorts, bitch, and have my whole garter situation on. Nope. But there was no time.
What did you have on?
I just had on a t-shirt, a Beast Bubble t-shirt, and some good thick leggings.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going to change and be cute and be like, oh, here's my crop. Here my shorts go. Yeah.
Here my shorts go.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess we could just do that in Jamu.
Yep.
Next time.
Next time.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do that next time. But that's kudos to her. And kudos to every bitch that tried to hate and destroy that shit. Kudos to y'all too.
Those people spent so much time and energy trying to destroy. And all you did was build her up, to be completely honest.
How?
All you did was build her up.
People just want to get together and exercise and buy stuff.
And support. That's it.
But you know what? People that do shit like that are probably people that are listening to this.
Like, do you think they know that this is them?
No. Because nobody has any self-awareness.
Okay, yeah.
That's the only reason someone would even say congratulations.
Girl.
So I think people are not always tuned into things because they are, because they enjoy it. I think another piece of it is just hate and trying to criticize and dismantle something.
Understood.
What I watched her go through for this is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous because it should be, I mean, we've talked about this ad nauseum, but for someone who is trying to just build up other people, show them how easy it is to exercise, how accessible it is. I don't know how that became what it was. I don't know how it upset, who it upset, but fuck them, you know. We did it and we'll do it again.
So what's become clear to me is that when people are unable, when they feel locked into their situations, they're unhappy, when they feel like they are stuck in unhappiness, and the other people living outside of that, it makes them uncomfortable. And yeah, it makes them like, no, come down here with me. Let's be miserable down here. As opposed to
how triggers people.
As opposed to how can I get out of this feeling so I can live like you are?
Yeah.
It's sad.
That's exactly
so
it.
So what actually happened?
Girl, all right. So I'm going to give an overview without being specific, right?
Yeah.
There were people who, number one, your cousins, definitely Sarita's cousins, y'all.
Yeah.
They're out here, they're applying to be vendors and they don't have the appropriate licenses, right? So they're sending crazy, nasty messages instead of just taking that energy to get their licenses, because this is an official event. It's not, we're not in Walker Mill Park anymore. This is Tanger Outlet. This is a corporate entity with multiple locations, multiple levels of responsibility if something goes wrong. Right. So we just have to kind of level up and get out of that thinking of the sister girl hookup and all that kind of stuff that, you know, we tend to get attached to. And sometimes there's going to be a visceral reaction when you're held accountable. But I just feel like if her fucking daughter can go and get a food handler's license.
And her niece.
Did you? Like, I mean, come on. So anyway, stuff like that. And then people who perhaps didn't meet deadlines and stuff. And instead of just saying, okay, well, I didn't meet the deadline.
I didn't do what I was supposed to do.
I did what I was supposed to do. You know, they're hitting up the county and just doing wild shit to stop this event. And that's not okay. Now, obviously, everything was up and up enough for this to be a non-issue. It did not stop the event. But the fact that people could feel motivated to do that is what's scary. And that's what I'm saying about, you know, even the people here, like the people that follow and listen and stuff, not just this, but I mean like us as entrepreneurs and stuff. It's not always all love, because it's also, it's that thin line. If something disappoints you, you're going to try and take me down. And that's really, it's not even for us to solve. It's for other people to work through on their own. We can't even claim it. But that shit was wild to see. It was very wild to see. And I'm so proud of her for pushing through that. And I might have folded and fell apart. Like, you know what, man, fuck this shit. I'm going to go cry and have some wine, and I'm not going to do it no more. Y'all don't deserve my exercise expo.
No more exercise expo.
Exercise expo. You know, it gets really, really frustrating. So we're very proud of her, because it took a lot of fortitude to push through and make it happen. And now it has happened.
It's happened. It's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
City.
You what?
I'm ready for the next city.
Oh my God. Yeah. So yeah, definitely Charlotte and Philadelphia. I'm glad they both said something in the comments. So I want to go to both of those cities immediately.
Those are your favorites.
Mm-hmm. They definitely are. And Charlotte will be home sooner than later.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
what else is going on with your business?
Really that I just I got a lot of orders to fill on Saturday. So you know, these fingers will be beating again.
Mm. We have got to get you an internal machine.
So I have to give a shout out to the lovely Patrice, who came through and held me all the way down, because I there's no way I would have been able to do that by myself. And I definitely was like, oh, I'll just go by myself. You don't have to come. It's fine. And she was like, no. No.
No.
She said that it may be time to expand. No, she didn't say it may be. She said it's time. So.
She's really good at saying direct things.
Yep. And looking you in your face when she says it.
Yep. That's all I got.
Girl, we have FaceTime meetings. So.
No thanks. Decline. I can hear it. I can hear it through the phone. I don't need to look at your face when you say this to me. Nope.
Well,
nope.
Do you think that that's the way we should do it?
I know it's like you sitting there talking to yourself, because that's how you do us.
Oh, first of all, mind your business.
Okay.
Thank you. No, but yeah, so it's been I'm glad that I have a breather from the expo, because I really thought my fingers might have fallen off.
Yeah.
I was beating everywhere. I was just traveling with the beats. I was at your house.
Yeah. You were.
But it was well worth the effort, because I promise you, them ladies was at that table buying up the things. Husbands were coming to the table buying up the things.
Yes. This,
like, okay, she came and bought some anklets, and she was like, I also want this. She came back and she was like, my husband said that he wants to buy two more. He wants me to buy some waist beads. I said, well, here we are. Here are the things. Yeah. Show me what you like.
There we go.
Thank you, husband. Yeah, it was it was a good day, and the energy was so good.
It was.
My mom was out there because she insisted. She said she was coming, and she came the whole time. She was out there the whole time.
The whole time.
But please believe that she went and took a nap. So she went and had her nap in the car and then came back out. She was really walking around looking at the different tables and such. And she was up at the stage and dancing. And when they put some of the exercise demos, she did something. But yeah, so it was a good time. There were a lot of family, like a lot of families came out together. Mm-hmm. Like, have a good time. There were a lot of people who were at the outlet that were just like, what is happening over there? Let me just come see. It was really cute.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm sorry I missed it, but it looks incredible. My revenue looked incredible. So I'm so happy.
I bet it did.
So, bitch, I'm going to get into in the vein of challenges and successes.
Uh-oh.
My challenge was the firm I'd hired. And for legal reasons, I won't get into their name. But it really didn't work out. It's so disappointing how badly it didn't work out. And I'm taking a lesson to move forward. I'm not saying that they didn't do anything for me. They did a lot. They had a lot of ideas. But when it came to sustainment and execution of things beyond the honeymoon phase, it wasn't there. And I had to deal with my customer service going dark as soon as my prices went up. And during a holiday season, my second biggest holiday season, which was Mother's Day. No one accepted any responsibility for it. As soon as I terminated them, even though I paid them for the month of May, and when I terminated them, I said, hey, you know, this is the reason, but I have no intention of going public about this. Just close stuff out by the end of the month so I can transition it to somebody else to handle it. And they basically gave me their ass to kiss. And so what I found most disappointing was I had a customer who's also a friend, and he offered, because he does customer service at the corporate level for Best Buy, I believe. So he offered to just go through the inbox and do an audit for me so we could see like what's been sitting there and when did they stop responding and what was going on. So he said basically they stopped responding about April 26th. So they still took my money May 1st. It took my $3,500 May 1st.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph.
Knowing that they stopped responding to emails April 26th. And so people's questions, I mean, these are simple questions like, hey, my address has changed for where my mother is going to be. Can I change where we send the box to? These are easy things that we can give a yes or a no to. Can I pick up my order instead of having it shipped? What is the status so I know what to tell my person who's receiving this? Simple things. No responses. And I only found out this was happening because I got hit with all these Shopify chargebacks and PayPal cases opened against me, which the customer is well within their rights to do if you just don't get a response after you pay an exorbitant amount of money for something. So they took my money. They had me look very crazy and were not even apologetic. All they could bring me was somebody on the team was sick, which at the end of the day, for $3,500 a month, doesn't mean a goddamn thing to me.
I don't care
when I'm paying for multiple people to watch that inbox.
I didn't one person being sick doesn't mean anything to me.
It does not mean shit to me. And you know firsthand, sick or not, like when I had COVID during Christmas, it was not my customer's problem. I didn't even tell my customers until January because when I knew I was sick, I hit up y'all. Y'all had an emergency Zoom. We figured it out and we got that stuff out the door before Christmas. Now, the fact that it sat in the post office is beside the point.
What we were supposed to do.
You were supposed to do. And that shit went to everybody by December 20th, period.
It just did. And it's not going to be some after the fact situation. If someone had come to me and said, hey, this person is sick, this is what's going on, so we're going to refund you for this month, we need you to get into your inbox, I would have been all about that, because my number one priority is I can't have the inbox fucked up anymore. I am going to lose my customers if I have yet again a situation where the inbox goes dark. And so what I've learned from this is I have consistently hired people that are not intrinsically motivated to deal with the customer service. They're more so motivated by the money offered. But if this is not something that you are interested in or that you are good at, if you are not looking to solve problems, you're not going to be able to sustain it. You're going to fail at it. And for me, I was so excited for somebody to come and just take care of all of this and take it off my plate. But really, this is a bunch of fluff talk. Like, everybody's got sexy Canva templates and they know what buzzwords to use. But what I really need to be looking for, what I should have asked them when I consulted with them, I should have asked who has what project management certification, right? That's what I should have been looking for, instead of who are your references. I mean, for all I know, your references, I could have been talking to your fucking cousins, you know? But the reality is, I should have asked, is anybody Lean Six Sigma certified? Project management? Can you tell me something from the PMBOK? I should have been doing that, because basic project management would have, like, you would have an understanding of risk management where you don't just figure it out after the fact. You over communicate. You have a risk mitigation strategy for any possible thing that could happen before you engage in a contract. I thought that I was walking to a situation where people already knew that, but that wasn't it. I'm still mad. I'm hurt.
You have every right to be upset and hurt about it, because that shit was very unnecessary. The way things ended, it was very unnecessary, and they don't seem to have learned a lesson.
No, because they still have my testimonial up on their page. And the only email they responded to in the entire month of May was somebody who asked me on May 20th, who was the business you work with to scale up your business? And then they come back, so I'm like, oh, I worked with blah, blah, blah. And you can reach them directly at da, da, da. And they didn't have the common sense to delete that shit. All of that is part of my case, because that shit was unacceptable. That was unacceptable. What'd you say?
On May 20th, not even May 2nd, like, okay, we're going to read this and be done.
Girl,
you were going crazy and just chose not to respond to anything?
Wholesale orders coming in that sat for over a month.
What?
Bitch, Alex was like, well, we got the following relationships here that I think could use a little massaging. Oh my God, I don't even want to know. Because it's so embarrassing. So it's like, okay, I spend less than $1,000, I don't get what I need. I spend $1,000, I don't get what I need. I spend $3,500, I don't get what I need. And this is basic shit. So we've started over. We've got a new person. This person heard my story, reached out, and wants to take it 90 days at a time. I also have to look at it on my end as a business owner. Like, what in the hell is going on with Zenajar customer service that niggas can't sustain this shit? Like, I know I'm not doing it. I'm too close to it. My business would be in a toilet if I was responding to emails, because I'm too sensitive about it. And I know that. But if people present themselves as experts in customer service, how do we have that same trail of drop off within the 3 to 6 month range? And I really think it boils down to intrinsic motivation. I'm hiring people that know how to make things sound good. They know my revenue. They know exactly what they're going to get paid if they're in here and use the right words, and they don't sustain it. It's crazy. It's really crazy. These lessons are goddamn insane. But all I'm going to do in terms of a solution is continue to do my best. I just apply the fourth of the four agreements, always do your best. That's what helps me sleep at night. even if my sales are abysmal, my reviews are trash, I know that I did my best. I paid those people. You know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely not in a season where I'm blaming myself like I used to be, but I am in a season of just being irritated with the way people opt to present themselves when they're really not ready.
It's annoying.
It is. It is. And we lost a soldier today too. We're firing everybody. So we lost a soldier.
I mean, if you aren't doing what you're supposed to do, you can't be here.
You cannot be here. You cannot be here.
And it's not personal. You just aren't doing what you're supposed to do.
She really wasn't.
And we have to move past this, I can't keep giving you chances when the chances are costing me money.
Yeah. Well, that's what Patrice said to me. She let me talk and do all of that. And she said, uh-huh. So I just want to add this. Nikki, you are a manager. You are not their therapist. I said, okay.
Sometimes you have to hear it from someone else.
Fuck off. Yeah. Yeah, because I was like, oh my God. I had made it so important to me for her to understand why she was getting fired and all of that. That's not my problem.
She knows. And she was just hoping either you wouldn't notice or you wouldn't hold her accountable.
That's true. That's exactly what she was hoping. And so we'll see how it goes. And now I'm realizing, I just heard recently that Turning Natural did a full cleaning of house. Did you hear that? Were we together?
Oh, really?
I guess we weren't together, but somebody was telling me that she fired everybody and started over fairly recently.
What?
So this is what it is. We can't be emotionally invested.
People get comfortable.
Now I understand that a little better. You know, we can't be emotionally invested because I'm thinking like, oh my God, we're going to all go to the top and blah, blah, blah. This is a good government job for Black women. Yes, for the right Black women, but not for everybody that shows up.
For the right ones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly the mind shift, the paradigm shift that I'm like in the middle of. Are there any successes? Yeah, I'm sure. They're just not present right now. I'm pissed. I have not seen Run the World yet. Have you seen it?
Is that the show with, it's the four friends, Sarita? Yeah, okay, so I watched three episodes. I don't know how many episodes are out, but I watched three episodes. It's a cute show. Okay. So the girls on the show are younger than us. I don't know. I don't see myself in any of it. Well, that's not true. There's not one character that I can be like, okay, that's me or that's this friend. Uh-huh. But they all have characteristics of, you know, me and my friends. I'll say
nice. Nice. Okay. I'm going to watch it. Also, I have to just publicly shout out. Black Lady Sketch Show is much better this year.
You know, because let me tell you something. We were on the same page about the show last year. We all felt the same way, like, what's really happening? So when I come back and say that the show is way better, bitch, for you to tell me I don't really trust what you're saying, you kiss my ass.
No, it's because you also think Martin is funny. And so that's where I kind of like...
Are we going to talk about the things that you care about? The things that you think are entertaining?
It sounds like you want to fight me.
Because don't come for me about Martin, bitch. When you watch the trash that you watch, we can't do it.
We can't do it.
This hoe told me, well, I don't really believe what you're saying. You're gonna have to prove it to me. I'm gonna have to prove to you, bitch. Confusion.
You weren't having it. You were not feeling it at all. You're welcome. But yeah, it was much funnier. I laughed so many times.
Much better. It's so much better.
Somebody else has final say. Like, I can tell they're still giving Robin Thede a little too much room in the writer's room.
I mean, jokes
don't always end when they should.
That's very true. But it's very clear that she is an extra person, like extra to like the 12th degree, right?
Yeah.
But someone has reined that in.
Someone really has done their best to do that. You're absolutely right. Like MASH was funny, and what was the other one that was funny? It was a few of them. I was like, okay, I get it.
I was laughing out loud at the sketches, and I said, you know what? Here we're doing way better, because last year it was like, at most.
Last year, all I had was Black Lady Courtroom. That was it. But this year, they have a lot more going. So shout out to them. I'm definitely here for it. I'll watch it again. I have been watching Grey's Anatomy. I know Sarita is done. Where are you on Grey's Anatomy?
Sarita, when you say you're done, what do you mean?
No, Danita said I was done. I never said I was done with the show. I am bored. I still am, but I hate watch it now. I'm just sort of ready for it to end.
Yeah. Jackson thing. Okay, Jackson, you're leaving. I don't care about the black girl who's marrying my cousin. So did y'all watch this last episode?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who says, let's not have this wedding? We're at the fucking wedding. We're already here. What do you mean don't get married? What do you mean wait? What are you talking about?
Old black people.
And then that's my cousin's like, okay, I guess we're gonna wait. What? We are already here. I didn't like that at all.
Yeah. It felt like it might be a nod to the COVID brides that have had to navigate all of this and have their parents say, this is some bullshit.
But everyone knows it's bullshit. We already know that.
Yeah.
We're trying to make the best out of this ridiculous situation, because obviously no one knows when this shit is going to end.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. So for me, I felt like it was a nod to people that have been through that. I don't know anyone. But you get that close to your wedding day, and it's like, oh my God.
It's not even a wedding day. It wasn't even like the morning of the ship. You were at the wedding. They were at the fucking altar. I didn't like it.
It's true. It's very, very true. Also, Amelia has disappointed another man.
Did you see that lady's face when she realized what was happening? She was like,
Oh my God.
So now, are they going to make Link and, is his name Link?
Yeah. Link and Joe they've been lifelong friends or whatever. They need to just get together.
Yeah, but you know what? I appreciated that they were really just friends, and now they're going to make them a couple, and they're going to raise this baby together. So everyone is sharing children.
That is really, that's where writing is getting lazy.
So not only is everyone fucking everybody else, but now everyone is sharing, they're all raising their children together too.
Yeah.
It's too much, y'all. Seriously.
And Owen and Teddy are back in love.
Bleh. Bleh.
Yeah, I don't get what's happening.
They don't know.
I have not seen High on the Hog. Have you?
No.
Okay, we'll do it next time. Did you watch the preview for Encore?
No.
Oh, bitch, you need to. Do you need a second? We can wait.
What is it?
It's like that. Sarita, do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, so it's pretty much a reality show creating a super group of all of these old female R&B stars that came from girl groups. What? Yeah.
Thank you. Very excited. I'm in on this shit. This nigga tree right here, I'm for it. Let's go.
Yeah. Everybody's excited.
I can't wait. So we have to do a weekly recap of that. And you know what else I was thinking? We need to rewatch something old because we're not watching television right now.
I think that's very fair. What are you thinking about?
Off the top of my head, I'm thinking like Making a Band or something.
Where can we find it? Probably just you. You said you'll look.
I said, I don't know.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure we can find it because everything is everywhere. Nothing is gone because of the internet.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think we can do that and we can watch some shit that really speaks to our generation. Because everything out here is all over the place.
But we can watch that shit and be like, really? What were we even really watching?
I mean, we can watch America's Next Top Model. You know what? Let's sit and think offline. What were we really into back then?
Yeah, and I was thinking about The Hills, but also I don't feel like watching entitled ass white people.
Yeah, that shit don't age well. The only thing I got from The Hills, honestly, was the term dunzo.
Please go to bed.
I want to. I'm so tired. But yeah, that was all I really got from them. Oh shit, I think Sarita found it. But yeah, I mean, we pretty much.
I'm putting the Encore preview in the chat, and I'm also putting a preview of Queens in the chat.
What is Queens? I didn't get to that because I kept watching Encore.
So Queens is going to be a scripted show on ABC. I think it's supposed to be a drama, but it includes Eve, Brandy, and Naturi from Whoa. Power. And one other Hispanic girl I don't know, but they used to be a group. They broke up because of their egos. So they're having like some reunion show or something.
Was it Nina Sky?
I don't know.
Damn, you really don't care about them. Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm going to put that in the chat also. It looks like trash, but I'll probably watch it anyway.
I'm going to watch anything with Brandy.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to watch. Also, oh, fuck. What show was I just thinking about? It's already gone. I'm not even drunk and it's already gone.
Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of age and exhaustion.
Oh, okay. So I saw it. Y'all know Quinta from Instagram?
Yeah. Her show looks so funny. I can't wait.
So funny. Have you seen the preview for it, Danita? So she's going to have a show on ABC. Where she's working at a school, an underfunded school, and Chris from Everybody Hates Chris mm-hmm. is like a new teacher at this school, mm-hmm. And it's just I guess about the you know hijinks and shit. But the fucking preview is so funny.
It's so dry. You're gonna love it.
I can't wait for the show to start.
What is it called? Is it called Quinta?
I'm putting it in the chat.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her and her climb.
Yeah, I was wondering where she went after Black Lady Sketch Show. Like, did she say this is really just this is awful? I can't do it. But it looks like she just had a different job opportunity. So good for her.
Yeah, and I think she has a book coming out too. So yay for her.
Yeah. Shout out to her. That's beautiful.
Yeah. You see, Issa Rae is about to be in the Spider-Verse.
I did see that. Did you see that Nipsey Hussle mended the beef between her and Lauren London?
I can't say that he mended the beef because he kind of started it.
What you mean?
He wanted Lauren to be Issa.
Well, no, what I understand is the TV execs wanted Lauren to play Issa, and they were all at the same place, and he called Issa over to the table so her and Lauren can talk it out, because Issa was beefing over that. I got this information from Lipstick Alley, so I could be wrong.
Okay.
What's your understanding of?
My understanding was that, you know, he was looking out for his girl and was like, yeah, you know, she should be in this. And Issa was like, I don't think so. Mainly because this is mine and I want to do it.
Oh, wow.
So, and I didn't take it, the way I read it anyway, wasn't like she had beat, like, no, I don't think that she should have the part.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know if there was really beef there or what, but I guess all is well now.
Yeah.
And Issa
did, and she's so paid. Like, if I was that paid, I wouldn't even beef with anybody. They wouldn't even exist to me.
All is well.
Yep.
Did you see them at that at Diddy's party?
Diddy had a party?
Diddy had a party. Issa was there. Yvonne was there. Light-eyed boyfriend that disappeared, he was there.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a bunch of young-ish.
It seemed like it was Issa's party and she was partnering, like Diddy was her partner.
Okay.
It's like they threw the party together. Like
hosted together.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Okay.
It looked like they had a really good time. That pool looked so fun.
Whose Instagram can I see this on?
Probably Issa's. That's
Issa's.
Okay. Awesome.
And Jay Ellis cropped himself into the pictures.
Who?
What is the boyfriend?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Lawrence was like, yeah, I was there too, guys. We had such a great time.
Oh, this is nice. This is really nice. Oh my goodness. Malibu shit. Oh, I love Issa Rae so fucking much. Oh my gosh. This is nice. I'm about to really sit with this when we get off here. Oh, whatever. Anyway, I think we've gotten through it. I don't know what the Shop Uninterrupted is. Do you?
Yeah, it's the show with LeBron and, like, barbershop.
Yeah.
I haven't watched. I've seen snippets and it looks good. It's definitely something I will watch. I just haven't.
Okay. I'm gonna watch it too. It's HBO?
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for coming to your podcast.
You're welcome. I'll come again. Thanks.
That's what she said. Bye.
Because I said it. All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.
This is the Beads and Butter Podcast. Listen on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Spotify.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.